Hi, we're ready whenever you are, so ready to start the recording, and we have CUNY members as well in the Adobe room, so we're ready to start whenever you wish.
Okay, what percentage attendance do we have from the people who had registered?
The majority of people registered on the Adobe room, so...
Okay, yep. Adobe room as well. So hello everybody, this is Alejandro Pisanti. Saluting everybody who's present in the Adobe room and people who are on phones and only voice contact. Particularly also very thankful for the presence of members of the review team who will also be available for fielding questions and comments. This is a community feedback webinar for the evening, let's say, or the second one in the day in Mexico City. It's 2 p.m. right now. For the stability, for the security, stability, and resilience of the review team, for a short SSR for security, stability, and resiliency, and SSR for the review team's name. The way we have foreseen to proceed is that I will go through a presentation that we have prepared that's available in PowerPoint and is projected in the room. Then we will, I'll cover this in a few minutes, and then we will be open for comments and questions. We will be taking notes, and we will be taking the comments and questions made as a very valuable input for the final stage of the preparation of the report. As has been said, we are now having a consultation on the draft report, and we intend to deliver the final report once considering all the input from this call, the one we had earlier 6 hours ago, and all the input that has been provided in writing through the website or otherwise, so that we can have a final report that really includes considerations that we can get from the community. I hope you are all hearing correctly. Otherwise, I will be very thankful for any signaling by voice or on the room. Okay, so we start the projection. The stability and security and resilience review team is mandated by the affirmation of commitments. This is the reviews on four fields that ICANN has agreed in the affirmation of commitment to have performed. The team members were designated during the month of during a process that ended in October 2010, a year and a half ago. We first met in December 2010 in the Cartagena meeting of ICANN. We are a team of representatives selected by internal processes of the supporting organizations of ICANN and the advisory councils, and also independent experts and nominees designated by the chair of the GAC and the CEO of ICANN. Take the work very seriously for many reasons. First, because we are all serious people, very committed to our work, and also because the affirmation of commitments is a key instrument, and these reviews are a key step in establishing the multi-stakeholder model of ICANN in an increasingly balanced and participatory way, where now we don't have the checklist exerted, reviewed by the Department of Commerce at previous agreements between ICANN and the U.S. government indicated, but now we're really going more to a community with the proper weights of different participants having these reviews and making sure that ICANN is performing up to par and proposing ways to fix where improvements are possible. The mandate of the team comes from the agreement made in the affirmation of commitment for preserving security, stability, and resiliency. There it is stated that ICANN has developed a plan to enhance the operation of stability, reliability, resiliency, security, and global interoperability of the DNS, which will be regularly updated by ICANN to reflect emerging threats to the DNS. Particular attention will be paid to A, security, stability, and resiliency matters, both physical and network, relating to a secure and stable coordination of the Internet DNS. B, ensuring appropriate contingency planning, and C, maintaining clear processes. Each of the reviews conducted under this section will assess the extent to which ICANN has successfully implemented the security plan, the effectiveness of the plan to deal with actual and potential challenges and threats, and the extent to which the security plan is sufficiently robust to meet future challenges and threats to the security, stability, and resilience of the Internet DNS, consistent with ICANN's limited technical mission. That's a load of words, but it defines both broadly and with some sharp limits. Our task, it makes it an ambitious task. It also puts some boundaries, like the last part of the statement I read, consistent with ICANN's limited technical mission. Moving forward, as I mentioned earlier, the team was formed on New Year's Eve, almost on New Year's Eve for 2011. So most of our work was conducted during the year 2000. We had to scope the review, decide a level of aggregation. We had a very significant, very important decision, which was whether we should perform the review with the team members ourselves, maybe with some limited additional assistance, or go like other reviews have done and ask for external assistance in the form of consultancies, which were either made under contract or pro bono. After analyzing several angles of the situation, estimating costs and times, we concluded that our best path forward for this round of the review, let's say, and for this team, was to go into the review with our own forces and knowledge and experience, because among other things, the full review would take a lot of time to explain to potential participants, to establish a request for a proposal. It would be extremely expensive and complex. Seems most of the available expertise would go more to an in-depth technical review, but would very likely leave out more strategic levels, which we are also concerned. The work was conducted through interviews, both voluntary and people we called on. We had, and many of you attended, working in the ICANN meetings where we could exchange views with a community and also with specific groupings like the Security Advisory Committee, the Server System Advisory Committee, the ICANN team, the chair, the general Steve, has been particularly generous in providing us his time and views. And in several rounds of work, we defined the fields of interest, the questions to be asked there, the documents and interviews that would be required for each. Then we went into very intensive documentary analysis. We had several rounds of documentation provided by ICANN. And here for the documents and interviews with ICANN staff and board members, there's an important consideration, which is that we had the option on whether we would work only with information and opinion that could be made available publicly, or whether we needed to go through some confidential inputs which would require non-disclosure agreements. We studied the situation for non-disclosure agreements, among other places, where with the employers of many of the review team members. Never have gotten the non-disclosure agreements in place by the time we needed to end this work, and they would actually reduce the quality and impact of our report, since we would very likely be obliged to say, to come to the community and tell the community through our report, well, I know something that I cannot tell you about, but it's good, or I'm hiding a secret about something very dangerous, but you go to work and fix it. And we thought that this is not consistent with the openness, accountability, and transparency that we owe to the community, and therefore decided to stretch the limits of interpretation and of knowledge of available things that could be made without this non-disclosure agreement. And we believe that we still have been able to assess with significant quality, the SSR situation in ICANN. In our next slides, I describe briefly a few more points, which are beginning to be an introduction to the report. The main reading of the report is structured around the recommendations. Each recommendation is supported by a number of findings, conclusions about the findings, and then the recommendation. As you can see in the report, we opted for a middle-sized grain level of analysis. We could do either a broad strokes analysis and come up with five major recommendations, but we found that those would lack enough detail for implementation and for 3 years from now, when the SSRRT contribution is reviewed again. It would be extremely vague and open. It would probably create many rounds of discussion about how to actually interpret the recommendations and then start working on them. So we decided not to go to a very broad strokes level. And on the other hand, there was the possibility, and a very strong temptation, to perform the review and emit recommendations at a very fine-grained level, which would go almost into the micromanagement. It would be very hard at that level to see the big picture emerging. And again, the assessment in 3 years would almost go to the individual's level of work. And the risk there, which we decided to avoid, was losing sight of the forest for the trees. We think that the comments that we have already received, the feedback from the community, validate to a reasonable extent this level of graininess of the approach. Another important demarche is that the report is not a security audit of ICANN. This is not particularly an IT level, systems level security audit. A completely different level of expertise and setup would be required for that. Parts of it are performed and or are going to be performed by ICANN or for ICANN. And what we have to see is the level at which that results of such an audit are handled, where such an audit is requested, and what consequences made of the results. So I repeat, this is not a place where you will find whether non-trivial passwords are used in routers or stuff like that. So I will go on now to describe the main findings of the report. The main findings of the report are as follows. To the depth and extent we were able to observe, and it includes several iterations and changes in the object of study as the study took place, that ICANN appear to be performing within acceptable parameters for the functions that enhance, preserve, and move forward the stability, security, and resilience of the DNS. After we published the draft report, ICANN ran into the TAS incident, an incident with our system that records, that registers the requests for new GTLD, the proposals for new GTLDs. That incident is still being dealt with and will be assessed. And we, of course, have to stay open to the possibility that it throws light into some of the internal processes of ICANN and decision-making that we considered acceptable. The second point on this slide, clarity of process. As you noticed in the affirmation of commitments, SSRRT chapter, ICANN is required to provide clear process for the analysis and management of SSR. We found it satisfactory. We have pointed some possible improvements, and we have also pointed to the fact that all of these are, including the clarity of process, are moving targets. Processes that seem clear-cut one day may seem a lot less clear once new variables or new participants emerge. So we have pointed some ways in which this could be adapted to the future evolution of threats and other components of the environment. When you do that, you also find that in many of the recommendations, we recommend that the processes be participatory or bottom-up machinery that ICANN has already established. I would not only say bottom-up, but also from the edge inwards. But there's a caveat that some of the public comments actually have emphasized. There may be some limits to the openness and the participation there. If some information needs to be kept confidential, or the disclosure itself of this information may be harmful, at least until certain measures have been put in place. So we are emphasizing that this whole thing, the balance between openness and the needs of confidentiality, especially regarding security issues, will be an ongoing challenge and an ongoing process. Another very stark conclusion from the report, which was already floating around for some committee members, is a need for ICANN to define a risk management. This includes, of course, analysis or threat landscape, and it's an integral risk management framework. When we started the SSAC, the Stability and Security Advisory Committee of ICANN, still had this task on its plate. The ICANN board actually removed it a little bit more than a year ago, at the beginning of 2011, and started the creation of a board working group. And in parallel, the community started a bottom-up process, a highly participatory process as well, called the DSSA, which has been evolving especially in the identification of threats. And it's not only identification of threats as a list or an inventory, but also the characteristics of these threats, including the likelihood and the impact, were they to materialize. This also shows that our review process has been a detonator of some internal processes for ICANN, and has been in gear with processes in the community. And as I mentioned, the TAS incident will have to be considered. This is an ongoing process. We don't know yet of final findings or recommendations, so we are not able to assess them at this point in time. We are aiming to deliver a report in time for the ICANN meeting in Prague, so we will have to consider until the very last minute before delivering whether we have information on that incident that would take us to reassess, as I mentioned, some of our statements. Otherwise, we are pretty much on track. We have already been analyzing and considering how to respond to some of the community comments. We certainly look forward to the comments that we will hear today and to incorporating them or their consequences in the final report. And, of course, the comment process is still open till the 14th of May. We made sure to extend the comment process as far as possible, as long to make it as long and rich as possible for community members to participate. So with that, I will leave my presentation, and I will ask whether some of the review team members would like to add comments or corrections or start the discussion in any other way. And after that, I will open it to the community. I'm certainly welcoming several more participants and thanking you all for being here. So, Simon, Jeff, other members of the review team who are present in the call, would you care to add some comments?
Alejandro, this is Jeff. I was just going to reiterate, I think you did an excellent job summarizing the approach that the team took and the overall conclusions in the report. And as you said, you know, I think we were very careful to take a balanced approach here, recognizing the scope of ICANN's responsibilities and the practical challenges that it's dealing with as an organization. So we were careful not to just have the recommendations be a list of additional things that ICANN should be doing, but really tried to structure it as helpful, constructive recommendations on how to approach SSR issues through good process, and then some specific recommendations, as you said, for areas where, you know, we think some additional focus and progress could be made.
Thanks. Thank you. I joined that call for them for participation now. Simon, any comments?
I'll just echo what Jeff and you have already said, and I think probably worth mentioning that I think throughout this we tried to make sure recommendations were implementable and were trackable and something that was achievable by Jeff and the team, so that in order that we could see definite and strong progress. So that was always at the forefront of our mind when we were making those recommendations. So that's my only comment.
Thank you, Simon. So now we're totally open to comments from the community participants. I recognize in the list of participants, I can see in the attendee list in the Adobe Connect room several people who have been with us all along, and particularly look forward to your very knowledgeable comments as well as questions and comments from everyone. Oh, and sorry, I'm also recognizing Martin Hannigan, a member of the review team present. Sorry, Martin, for...
Quite all right. Thank you for acknowledging me.
Alejandro, this is Anis. So
yes.
Just notify participants that we have opened their lines on the bridge so they can comment and provide input on the recommendations and report. Just a quick reminder that you should identify before you... All right. Can you hear me okay?
I am hearing you okay. I am hearing some voice which is not coming through clear. So there's someone, I'll repeat what Alice Jansen said. Lines are now open for input. We beg you to identify yourself as you begin speaking. If you have an open telephone and are speaking about something that's not a conference, there may be a side conversation we're not being able to capture. So let's try to go by names on the list of participants that I can see in the Adobe Connect room. Cheryl Langdonor, do you have any comments?
Alejandro, Cheryl is listening via the Adobe room. She's not on the bridge.
Okay. Do you have any comments that you want to make in writing, and I will read for everybody before responding, Cheryl? And in the meantime, I'll go to ask Chuck Gomez whether he can hear me well and whether he wishes to make any comments at this point.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate that. Can you hear me okay?
You're very well. I hope the rest of the people are hearing you as well.
Good. Okay. My only comment is to compliment and thank the review team for the long, long hours of work on this. I did review the report when it first came out and thought it was quite thorough and fairly clear. So I do not have any questions at this time.
Thank you, Chuck. I have now a comment I can read from Cheryl Langdon Orr, which says, not really. So if I understand well, she's not putting forward comments at this point. Emily Murray. Emily Murray, do you have something that you would wish to convey either in writing or otherwise?
Hello.
Hopefully by voice.
Alejandro, Emily does not seem to be on the bridge. So, Emily, if you have any comments, please feel free to insert your comments in the chat box.
Thank you, Alice. And she has just typed a comment that says, I do not have any comments. Thank you for asking. Ms. Fatima Cambronero, any comments? I have the initials H-A-N for a participant. Jacques Latour. Jacques Latour has typed no comments. Julie Hammer.
Thank you, Alejandro. I coordinated the ILAC response comments, so I don't have anything additional to add here.
Thank you. I have a comment from Tampronero, which says, why do you think it's necessary to define risk management? We are not asking ICANN to define risk management, but we are in agreement with many other members of the community and ICANN staff and board themselves, asking that ICANN establish a DNS risk management framework. This is not only a risk management framework for internal operations that already exists in a very large part, but it's defining the level of risks for the DNS and to put them into a risk management framework. This means identify the likelihood impact measures to avoid the risk, transfer the risk, absorb the consequences of risk, maintain contingency planning, maintain business continuity for each of these risks in an integrated and balanced manner. And as we mentioned in the report, once this is done, we also would like, are strongly recommending cost-benefit analysis are made for the risk management measures. I don't know if this satisfies the question, if this fulfills the expectation of the question. The typing says yes, thanks. Cheryl Langdonor is typing, I am pleased with the details and recommendations of the review team and thank you for your work and particularly for the interlacing of our ongoing DSSA work. The DSSA has focused overlap with risk management as well as mitigation advice. And yes, I also very glad to acknowledge that this has been a source of good information and of excitement, of inspiration to continue the work, to have this happening in parallel and in good gear with the SSA team. Next one, Christo. Just no comments, thanks. Mikey. Sorry, who is this speaking? I cannot hear you very clearly. Can you speak both loud and slow? In the meantime, I will ask Mikey O'Connor again. Mikey, if you have any comments here.
Thanks, Alejandro. I sort of want to join the... this is Mikey O'Connor for the transcript. I certainly want to join others in hats off on a great job. These security projects are very hard because they're, in many cases, doing things for the very first time, and that's always harder than the task that will be in front of the next people that do this. So a great job on that. I made comments through the public comment process. I won't repeat any of those, but one of the things that I think would be an interesting thing to explore as you wrap up your report is the resources problem.
Yep.
And I think it would help the community if that could somehow be acknowledged. There's an awful lot of work to be done. And, not very many people especially on the ICANN side, who really have the cycles to spare to do all this work. And I think that we need to make sure that they get the help that they need and that the community does too, but especially, folks like poor old Patrick, who seems to get every job from all of our committees. I think we need to stand and take our hat off to Patrick and then try and get him some help pretty soon, because you know, there's a lot to be done and not much in the way of resources to do it right now. But fabulous job, folks. Thanks.
Thanks for the for the comments, the contribution and resources, and I certainly would recommend that everybody read your public comment, because it's very enlightening and provides a lot of useful stuff that will go into our final report. It will certainly shape it, even if it does not go in literally. I have comments on the chat, but in writing, that say this one from Christo, which says no comments, thanks. One from Cheryl Langdonor, who's cheering, good point, Mikey. And shout out to Patrick Jones as well, with three smiley emotes. Philip Marano comments.
Alejandro, is this Alice? Just to let you know that Charles is hand up in the Adobe room.
He's right. Svetlana, come.
Chuck, is there any additional comments you'd like to?
Just wanted to follow up with what I said. I'll add to the others and thanking Patrick specifically for all of the work he has spent on this. But one of the things I want to be more specific in terms of my compliments of the team. Yeah, all of the review teams have a challenge of avoiding mission creep for ICANN. All of us that have been around for a while, we know that ICANN has a limited technical mission. Certainly, security, stability, and resiliency is a number one priority. So it's extremely important. But even in that area, it's real easy to make recommendations that would go outside of ICANN's mission. So I compliment you for trying to keep a good balance there. And as you wrap this thing up, I'm sure you will continue to do so. So thanks.
I'll certainly be happy to join others in thanking Patrick Jones, Denise Michel, Jeff Moss, Rod Beckstrom, Ali Jansen, Olaf Nording, and a few others whom I may be omitting right now. For the very intense and quality response, very prompt and timely, creating documents almost out of the blue for specific requests we made. As I mentioned, things were changing as we were doing our work, and immodestly we would like to attribute some of the changes to responses to our work, but certainly they were going on. So thanks a lot, everybody. I have a comment in writing from Svetlana Tkachenko, which has no comments. And from the participants, I have not asked explicitly Alain Beranger. Do you have any comments you would like to make, Alain? Do the review team members present in the call or staff members, Denise Michel, Patrick Jones, Alice, all of others, want to add any comments now?
Alex, it's Patrick. I just wanted to add a thanks to the review team for its thorough work, and that you've already seen from our upcoming FY13 framework that we've really made an effort to take the early feedback from the review team and improving the next version of our document that I was hoping would be out by now, but I'm aiming for next week. So included with that will be hopefully a very clear statement of ICANN's role and remit in SSR, and that's in response directly to recommendation one. I know this is still the document's out for comment for a few more days, but we wanted to at least take the initiative and show that we're looking at the recommendations and beginning to take on the ones that we could do now.
Thanks, Patrick. And yes, we've seen as you mentioned this, I mean, this is one of the points that proves that we've seen documents, attitudes, and the work itself evolve as we were involved in this process, and we hope that we're making a contribution in that sense. From the written comments in the chat, I have a comment from Cheryl from a few minutes ago. Yes, indeed, helping ICANN stick to its knitting in these efforts is essential. Good point, Chuck. Cheryl, no comments, thanks. Alain Beranger, apologies for lateness. But Alain, still, if you have any comments you were prepared to make, they are well.
Alejandro, this is Jeff. I was just going to add to Patrick's point is, while the report is in its final stages, really the issues and the work continues, both in terms of the next round of the SSR framework that's coming out, as well as, how the implementation of the recommendations of the SSR review team will fit with what the DSSA working group is doing and other things. So I think really, in some ways, this is just the beginning of the discussion on how to address the resource issues and the priorities and all of those things that we are touching on in the report.
Thanks. I fully agree with that. So I have a statement of no comments from HAN and from Alain Beranger. So maybe, well, again, I will ask if there are any more comments by members of the review team. Martin, Simon has already said none. Jeff's already made some. Anybody else? Then I think it's fair to say that it's a good time to close the meeting. It's the hour plus 42. I'm very thankful for everybody's participation, everybody who submitted comments in writing, both submitted them in writing and attended this meeting. I'm really, really very thankful. I'm saying this for sure on behalf of the whole review team. Our sense of the community being, which of serving the community, has been prioritary and given us great energy for focusing the best of our skills available for the report. Thanks, everybody, and please remember we continue open for comments through May 14th. This is a few more days, but after what you have heard, others you have heard, not only us, you may sure be getting more ideas, and we'll be very glad to take them into the process for the final report. So thanks, Alice Jansen and the team in that has supported the review team also for setting up this meeting. And I wish everybody a great weekend.
Thank you, Alejandro.
Thanks, Alejandro.
Thanks, everybody. And
thanks, Alejandro.
Night, evening, afternoon, whatever you're facing now. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.